Turning the other cheek is not a recipe for losing.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Some people say Jesus' statement, turn the other cheek, is a recipe for losing. But Izzy Coleman says, turning the other cheek is not an attitude of weakness, but of strength. It takes fortitude and self-control to resist the urge to strike back. When we turn the other cheek, we don't fearfully run away from the person who strikes us. We face them confidently, without anger. It shows we can tolerate the pain and that we're not afraid of them doing it again. This sounds a lot like the Apostle Peter when he wrote to suffering Christians in 1 Peter chapter 3. Who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. Then, if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what Christ wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. Of course, turning the other cheek is not a guiding principle for courts of law. Justice is not served if criminals go free to attack victims again. Turning the other cheek is a prescription for personal behavior.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.